This week, we're taking a look back at 2009 with the best of the American countryside. Today, we head overseas to visit with a farmer who has some of the greenest pastures on earth. Our broadcast brought to you by AgriGold, the corn specialist. Experience AgriGold's giant results by going to AgriGold.com. Seeing is believing. Robin Talbot farms about 600 acres, 50 miles southwest of Dublin. This is Ireland's cattle country, but raising beef here has its differences from the U.S. For one, growth promotants have been banned for many years.
The hormones are gone now, and they're gone a good few years. At the time, I suppose, when they went, we thought it was the end of life as we know it, and we would never survive. But we have, and we have moved on from it.
He believes a majority of Ireland's farmers would not want to go back to using hormones because of the markets they have developed.
We're an exporting country, whether it's live or carcass beef. We'd have to export 9 out of 10 of our animals. Our strength is our grass-based image, and that's what we have to portray.
To do otherwise, he says, would mean Irish farmers would be back to simply producing beef as a commodity. Irish beef producers also have mandatory animal ID.
Every animal in the country is on a database, and at any one time, the department will know exactly where animals are.
When a vet comes out for the annual brucellosis and TB tests, each animal on the database must be accounted for. Robin says Irish cattlemen have had to adapt to some rules and regulations simply because of the market their beef enters.
You don't have to look at things like the way we do. We have to export 90% of our animals, so therefore we have to look at all those markets. We would love to be in the position that our domestic market was big enough to consume what we're producing, but that's not going to happen.
Robin and his wife have 2 young children, and they are optimistic about the future of farming. He says more young people are entering the field of agriculture, and that tells him people see opportunities in cattle production in his country. Traveling the Countryside, and brought to you by AgriGold. In Laois County, Ireland, I'm Andrew McCrae.